In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 18, 211, 1926. And here we're on we're on the second paragraph. So Jesus just said to Louisa, basically, in this way, this gift that God is teaching Louisa, and this is what we have to learn. We're learning the same what Louisa learned. It took Louisa 70 years in bed, reading, studying, and putting this into practice. A lot of people said, I've read the Divine Will last year and I understand it. this is going to go on for all eternity. It's right now, it's like giving the keys of a Maserati to a three-year-old. I got the keys. I know how to drive now. No, it's, you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to mature in this gift. A lot of people are going to, without Louisa, they'll misunderstand this gift. But with Louisa, linked to Louisa, we begin to understand this gift. So in this way, as Jesus has taught Louisa, you, Louisa, would return to your origin. You would return to the womb of your creator. You'll return all beautiful, grown and formed with the fullness of the supreme will. So that's what God is doing with us. We're learning little by little. It's the fullness is very far from us. That day is coming. Jesus says, when I find the souls that want the divine will more than anything, he says, I will give it to the world. What's really great is that's getting closer and closer, this day that's going to happen that Jesus talks about. And I think he talks about in volume 24. All of a sudden it will be here and all of humanity will go, how did this happen? It's basically what Jesus has given to Louisa. So in this way, you'll grow back into the womb of the Father, all beautiful, grown, formed with the fullness of the supreme will and the divinity satisfied in you. Finally, there is a human who possesses it of the work of creation of Adam. Finally, I have someone that I can begin again this universal life, this Catholic life, and would make its chosen people of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, the chosen people of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven is what Jesus says. The survivors will be living in the divine will, the survivors of this great chastisement. We're praying for everybody. Jesus says, would you do what I did on the cross? Would you do what my mother did at the foot of the cross, prayed for all of humanity to return back to God? Yes, we have been redeemed. But now Jesus says, satisfied in you, the work of creation of Adam would make its chosen people. This is what's coming of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. Come out from you, Louisa, and the mission entrusted to you. And now Jesus is saying to us, This office that I've given to Louisa, he says, would you want to participate in this? He didn't have to do this, but he's saying to us, I'm so overflowing with love for humanity. I want to give this to the world now. Do you want to participate in it? Our response is fiat. Volume 19, 518, 1926. Now, my daughter, what I, God, did, what I, God, wanted from my celestial mother in the great work of redemption, I now want to do with you, Louisa, in the great work of the supreme fiat. The work of the divine fiat is the work that must embrace everything, creation, redemption, and sanctification. It's the fullness that's coming. And what we have is we have the way and the how it's going to happen with the Book of Heaven. To a greater or lesser degree, Jesus says, you want 30, 60 or 100%. What do you want? I have to give this to you. So if this becomes our want, he, as God, has to give it to us. So the more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you put this into practice, the greater the things. That's why luisapicaretta.me, everything that's there is yours. Everything that's on that website is yours. Read, study, put this into practice. I remember when we started years ago, we had sheets, we had mimeograph sheets. We didn't have any books. But since 2005, we've had all the volumes in English. Back in 1996 is when Archbishop Cassati asked a group to go into the secret archives of the Vatican to bring out the copy of it. And that's what happened on February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation, the Feast of the Purification of Mary. And the world has changed since then. Everything has changed. Even our Lady to Father Gobi in December of 97, she says everything's completed. What's completed? We don't see anything. What's completed? The Book of Heaven is now out. And Jesus says, when the Book of Heaven comes out, it will change the face of the earth. That's why what's happening is happening. The final battle is going on, if you want to say, and God is going to win. Read the Book of Heaven. Jesus gave it the title. He said, Luisa, this is what I want you to call this book, the Book of Heaven. Volume 19, 5, 18, 19, 26. Now, my daughter, what I did and wanted in my celestial mother, the great work of redemption, now I want to do in the great work of sanctification of the supreme fiat. The work of the divine fiat is a work that must embrace everything, creation, redemption, and sanctification. It is the foundation of all. It is the life that flows in everything and encloses everything. It has no beginning, the beginning of all things, and the end and the fulfillment of our works. We're entering into the image and likeness of God again. Again, nobody possesses it fully. We want this, but man, you got to really study. Luisa studied for 70 years, and she's the foundress, if you want to say. God breathed this into her. We've only scratched the surface. Do you see then the capital, this money, this finance, this gold that we want to entrust to you is lavish? You have not calculated it. But do you know what we entrusted to you, Luisa, in the supreme fiat? We, God, entrusted to you, Luisa, the whole of creation, all the capital of redemption, all the glory, the fruit of redemption, and all that of sanctification. She's the firstborn, the newborn. My will is universal, and in all things it has been operative. Therefore, it is fair that what belongs to it be entrusted to you, Luisa. Finally, we have a human that can begin again, a human born of original sin, begin again where Adam left off. With the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, would you perhaps want my divine will without its works? We don't know how. We triune God don't know how to give our life without our works, our goods. And when we triune God give, we give everything. Think about the Eucharist. If there's 10 people and you have one large host and you break it up into 10 pieces, you're not getting 10% of God. You know, you're getting the totality of God. God gives everything. That's our God. He's gratuitous. He can't stop giving. And just as in giving the word to the celestial queen, we centralize all his works and his goods in the Blessed Mother. And in the same way, in giving you, Luisa, our supreme will, reigning and dominating with you, the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, we give to you all the works that belongs to it. This is why we are giving so much of grace, of knowledge, and capacity, so that from the very beginning, the supreme fiat may experience no failure. Luisa said to Jesus, if you breathe this into Adam, how did he lose it? And Jesus says, because he says he did not have the new Adam and the new Eve. And he failed. He says, if I give back to him what I gave him before, he would fail again. He says, but you, Luisa, can't fail. Why? What I breathe into you is the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. You can't fail. That's why he says, what's coming from the very beginning of the supreme fiat may experience no failure. I know God is going to do this. He promises it throughout. Read Isaiah. Just read Isaiah, the Old Testament. It's all throughout the Old Testament. It's all throughout the New Testament. Everything's going to be fulfilled. And in keeping it safe, you must give the return of divine love, divine glory for the whole of creation, redemption and sanctification. Your task is great. Our task with Louisa is great. It is universal. It is Catholic. And it must embrace everyone and everything. And it's going to. In such a way that if our divine will communicated to the other souls should undergo some failure in you, Louisa, we must find the compensation for the void of others. Everything's going to be fulfilled because of what Jesus and Mary have breathed into Louisa. You have to understand sanctification. This is not the sanctity of the saints, but it's the sanctity of sanctities. He says very, very clearly, in you, we must find the compensation for the void of all of humanity. As you keep it safe within you, Louisa, by giving us, Triune God, the divine love, the divine glory of all the acts that the other creatures should do for us, our divine glory shall be complete. And our divine love shall collect its fair interest from you, Louisa, and now all of humanity. You, Louisa, shall be our trustworthy one, the one responsible for the divine will and its guarantor. We're guaranteed it's going to be given to us because of the little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. This is something that, who is she? Who is this newborn who God is overflowing with divine blessings? So then he says, you must know. And again, that book, if you want to know what Jesus says in the 36 volumes, but you must know, go to louisapicaretta.me. Everything there is yours. You must know that everything I have said to you, this capital, this wealth, this gold is so great, is already in you, Louisa Picaretta. You're the firstborn. You're the newborn of the divine will. Again, listen to what Jesus says. After I had you practice giving me the return of the glory and the love of all creation, that's what God is doing now. He's giving us, we're practicing giving back to God the return of the glory, the love of all creation and redemption and sanctification. Creation, redemption, and sanctification. We're learning to do this. Making you embrace everything and everyone. That's what Jesus is teaching us when we pray in the name of everyone and everything. And having seen that the equivalent interest easily came to me, and then only then did I want to make you, Louisa, know more clearly the great capital of my divine will entrusted to you, Louisa, so that you might know the great good that you possess. So Jesus, he says basically, only then I want to make you know more clearly this interest that is of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, and as you come to know the divine will, love the divine will, possess the divine will, I, God, might sign the deed of the capital, this gold, infinite gold, entrusted to you, and also make you a receipt for the interest you give me. God is verifying this. If you did not know it, I could neither form the deed of the capital nor the receipt of interest. Here is, therefore, the necessity to make it known to you. So this is the 36 volumes. He's made it known to her. Now he's saying to us, do we want to know this? Do you want to learn this? Do you want to listen to Jesus? Do you want him to teach you every day? You know, we think about that. What was it like to be with Jesus 2,000 years ago? We're getting a glimpse of it when we read the Book of Heaven. To be with Jesus is the greatest thing in the world. That's why Eucharistic adoration is so important to us. We want to fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus in front of our Eucharistic Lord. It's not a place to read a book. It's a place to fall in love. At that moment, I saw other souls around me. Listen to this, is us. And Jesus went to them, passing through them all, and he seemed to touch them, to see whether the motion of his divine life would come out of at his touch, and nothing came out. That's us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. At his touch, a light came out from me. Okay. And then, but nothing came out. Then he came back to me, took me by the hand, saw Louisa, squeezed it tightly. At his touch, a light came out from me. And Jesus, all content, told me, this light is the motion of the divine life in you, Louisa. She was chosen from the beginning of time. I went to the other creatures, as you saw, but I did not find my motion in them. He doesn't see it in us. How can then I entrust the great capital of my divine will? This is why I chose you, Louisa, and that is enough. Volume 19, 6:15, 1926. And just as I chose St. Joseph to be together with me and my mother as our cooperator, tutor, vigilant sentry for me and for the Sovereign Queen, in the same way, I have placed you, near you, the vigilant assistants of my ministers, my priests, as cooperators, tutors, and depositories of the knowledges, the goods, the prodigies contained in my divine will. This is important. Jesus says to Louisa over and over and over again, the priest will give this first bread out to the people. Father Bucci would say, it would be as foolish for a layperson to say, I don't have the Eucharist, go, I've got an altar at home, I'm going to put some hosts on it. This is my body, this is my blood. Oh, now I've got the Eucharist. It doesn't work like that. This is what he says. I have placed near you, Louisa, the vigilant assistance of my priests as cooperators, tutors, depositories of the knowledges, the goods, the prodigies contained in my divine will. So the priests are to give this first bread out. I know people say, well, there's no priests. There are priests. And Jesus has this planned. But don't Protestantize the divine will. Protestants don't need the priest. They don't need the sacraments. That's why Jesus calls the divine will the sacrament of sacraments. That's what he calls the divine will, the sacrament of sacraments. And he says through his priesthood, through his church, he's going to give this to humanity to feed, to live. So Jesus says this very, very clearly. And since my divine will wants to establish its kingdom in the midst of peoples, through you, Louisa, I want to deposit this celestial doctrine in my priests, as in my new apostles, so that first I, God, may form with the priests the link of connection with my divine will, and then they, the priests, may transmit it into the midst of the peoples. Don't Protestantize that. You could talk about the divine will, but don't teach it. I've heard some people teach the divine will, and it's scary to say the least. The divine will is given to the church through the priesthood. Jesus teaches, and if you read, we have the book, The Role of the Priest of the Divine Will. The priesthood, we haven't seen anything yet. The priesthood is going to explode with the power of heaven, and what's going to come from the holy priesthood, the miracles that are going to happen. The miracles that are going to happen are going to astonish the world. And he said, unheard of prodigies are going to occur. Wait till you see what God's got planned. Volume 19, 7:14, 1926. I looked around at the centuries, waiting for my little newborn, Louisa, in the kingdom of my divine will, placing around Louisa all the goods of redemption for the safety of the kingdom of my divine will. And more than a suffering mother who has agonized for so long, I, God, entrust to you, Louisa, this birth of myself and the destiny of this, my kingdom. Jesus, you have to understand, that's how we started. The destiny of the world is placed in your hands, Louisa. In you, Louisa, is the destiny of the world. What does that mean? God wins. What does that mean? His people are going to be in his image and likeness again. This is a glorious time to be alive. My daughter, be attentive. And he says that to us. Be attentive. Be like those 300 dogs drinking the water with Gideon. Be attentive. That means to read, to study, to put it into practice. That's how I interpret it. Give this contentment to your Jesus who has agonized so much until now to release this birth for my supreme fiat. And together with me and my mother, Jesus, when he says me, it's always with my mother. He says that to Louisa. She would go, what about the blessed mother? He said, Louisa, don't you understand? It's me and my mother together. We're never separated. Together with me and my mother, the whole creation as a single act shall break the veil and shall deposit in you, Louisa, the birth of my divine will that all things conceal. Like I said, we haven't seen anything yet. Volume 19, 8:22, 19:26. My daughter, the one who is called to be head of the mission, that's Louisa, must not only embrace all the members, but rule them, dominate them, and constitute himself life of each of them. Okay, now listen to what he says. When we first heard that, we go, hey, nobody's going to rule me. This is what it says. While the members do not give life to the head, nor to all that it does, but rather each one does his own office. So the one who is called Louisa, the head of a mission, embracing all that is needed in order to be able to carry out the task entrusted to him, suffer more. She was crucified every day, Jesus says. I crucify you every day. Why? So that you're more like me, Jesus says. More than anyone and loving everyone prepares the food, prepares the life, prepares the lessons, prepares the office, according to the capacity of those who want to follow his mission. So Jesus says, as the head takes care of the rest of the body, he says, you're going to do this, Louisa, for my church. Not that she is the head of the church, but the head of the divine will. It's given. That's our God. Our God is so generous, so gratuitous that he shows up as a baby, not to frighten us, shows up needing help. That's our God. And what's he doing now? He's giving to Louisa this gift of the divine will as he breathed it into Adam. So Adam came out in the image and likeness of God. He's breathed this into Louisa, who's the head of the mission. And if we want to follow that mission, we follow what Jesus breathed into Louisa. That which is necessary for you who must form the tree with all its fullness of its branches and the multiplicity of its fruits. That's in his image and likeness. We go to Louisa, not for Louisa. We go to Louisa to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn of this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. He says, this multiplicity of fruits shall not be necessary for one who must only be a branch or a fruit. He says, the fullness has to be in you, Louisa, as the fullness was in Adam and he lost it. So the new Adam and the new Eve come to earth after 2,000 years of the fullness of the faith in the Catholic Church. Now Jesus says, now I've breathed this into you, Louisa. And not only that, but what Adam had before the fall. So it's a double whammy, if you want to say. We're not only going to get the life that Adam lost, we're also going to get the true life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So Jesus says, there is such distance between one who is the head of a mission and one who must be a member. That's us. We're members. That the head can be compared to the sun in the sky and the member to a little light. This is why I, God, have told you, Louisa, so many truths about your mission that is so great. Because this is not about mere personal sanctity, but it's about embracing everything and everyone. That's what Adam did. Preparing the kingdom of my divine will for the human generations. That's what Adam was supposed to do. Adam lost it. So what happens? Jesus comes to earth to repair, redeem with his mother. Repair and redeem it as the new Adam and the new Eve. And now 2,000 years later, he's breathed this into Louisa. He says, now let's go back to where we began. That's why the evil one is so upset. He's furious. He's trying to destroy the church, trying to destroy the world, trying to destroy everyone and everything. God wins. God is going to win. And we're on God's side. We should be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. The only time we should be upset is when we're sinning. When we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, and sinning, we should be very upset with ourselves. Again, God wants to bring about a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II said. Volume 20, 10, 26, 19, 20, 26. Adam speaking to Louisa. Louisa, my blessed daughter, finally, my Lord God, after so many centuries, has delivered to the light of the day, Louisa, the one who was to think about giving me back the honor and the glory that I lost, alas, by doing my human will. How I, Adam, feel my happiness redoubled. Until now, no one has ever thought of giving me back that honor that I lost. Therefore, I thank God profoundly for having delivered you to the light. And I thank you, Louisa, dearest daughter to me, for taking on the commitment of giving back to God the glory as if his will had never been offended by me. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. Think about it. And to me, Adam, the great honor that the kingdom of my supreme will be established once again in the midst of the human generations. See, Jesus did it. Mary did it. And now it's given to all of humanity through this newborn. It is right that I give you, Louisa, the place that had been destined to me as the first creature that came out of the hands of God. After this, my lovable Jesus, clasping me to himself, told me, my daughter, not only Adam, but the whole of heaven awaits your acts, Louisa, in my divine will. Wait till you discover this. In order to receive the honor that their human wills had taken away from them. So they gave back to God a human sanctity, a human holiness, a human goodness. That's volume 1 through volume 10. They didn't receive how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, which God gave to Louisa. That means to give back to God what is his divine. The priest says this every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. It's being fulfilled. Think about what the priest says at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. St. Peter said that in the epistle. He says, we are called to be divinized, not to be gods, but to share in divinity. In order to receive the honor that their human will has taken away from me. Now the saints were doubling their heaven by repairing and redoing in the divine will, even the lives of the saints, because they were doing the will of God. Now they're living in the will of God in heaven, but Jesus is asking us to repair it again, to give them a double heaven. You must know that I, God, have placed more grace in you than I placed in Adam. Why? Louisa has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, more grace than what Adam had. So that my divine will might possess you, my divine will might dominate you with triumph. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady said to Father Gobi, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin in Mexico City. Acuna's prayer group, the Divine Will prayer group in Mexico City, was the first group in the world to read all 36 volumes. It began. It's begun. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary has begun. And yours might feel honored. Never, your human will never have life. And to give the place to the divine will, we take our human will, as Our Lady teaches Louisa in the Virgin Mary, the kingdom, and place it before the throne of God as his footstool. That's his human will. I mean, our human will is his place to dwell. He's given us the universe to dwell in, but his place is our human will. And when Adam kicked him out, all we've had being in charge is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And this, Jesus says, has to stop. Why? The kingdom is coming. In him, I did not place my humanity as his help. In Adam, I did not place my holy humanity as his help, his strength, as a cortege of my divine will, because I did not have it then. But I have placed it in you, Louisa. This is the holy humanity of Jesus. Provided you, Louisa, with all the necessary helps so that your human will might remain at its place and my most holy divine will might reign and together with you might follow your rounds. He's going to teach us how to pray the rounds. Wait till you get into that. And those books are there for you as well. Get the, for Lent, get the Lenten rounds if you want. They're on the internet. They're on, if you go to louisapicaretta.me, you can download anything there. It's just, wait till you start praying the rounds. This is the way Jesus prayed and Mary prayed. This is the way Adam prayed before the fall. He says, you might follow your rounds in my eternal volition in order to establish its kingdom. Volume 20, 1222, 1926. All the power, all the virtue, all the ability that is needed for a creature, a creative virtue is in forming the seed. Once it is formed, it is like yeast in order to form the generation of it. So Jesus said to Louisa, what's important to me is the yeast. He says, remember what I told my disciples, beware of the yeast of the Pharisee. It was death. There was no life in that. He says, what I want you to begin to live is, he says, what I care about the most is the yeast. What is the yeast? It's to begin to live in the divine will. As you read, you go out to your family. Jesus is teaching you, it can't be you anymore with your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin. It's got to be him. So what happens? When you begin to live in the divine will, Jesus is gazing through your gazing. Jesus is speaking through your speaking. Jesus is beating in your heart beating. Jesus is breathing in your breathing. Can there be any disorder in your family? As much as you let Jesus reign and Mary reign, there's no disorder. It's peaceful, joyful, and happy. It's heaven. We got to get out of the way. That's why Jesus says, I take everything away from you, Louisa. Why? The human misery. I want you to begin to live this abundant life. So this is what's coming. This is what's so amazing. He says, in the same way, the soul alone is enough for me. Who would give me absolute freedom to enclose in her soul the good that I, God, want to give to her and to form in her the son of the supreme fiat, in order for this son of the supreme fiat to beat down its rays on the surface of the earth, who would do this for me? And therefore, I will form the generation of the children of my divine will. He said, this was you, Louisa. You're the one that gave your fiat. When I told you to go to bed when you were a young girl, you stayed there. When I told you to stop eating, you stopped eating. When I told you to stop drinking, you stopped drinking. When I told you to stop sleeping, you stopped sleeping. Do you think she says, oh, I don't have to sleep anymore? No, it was, she, read the 24 hours of the Passion, especially during Lent. But read what she says. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired, Lord. Keep me awake. Keep me awake. I want to obey you. Do you think when she was starving, that it was easy? I didn't have food for, the rest of my life. It's fine with me. No, she was hungry. She was thirsty. Who can I find? Who can I test? And it was Louisa. She's the one that accepted everything that Jesus threw at her. That's why I'm said, when you read the book of heaven, God crushes Louisa like clay to reform her. And then he says, Louisa, you're the model that I'm going to use for all of humanity. You're the one I'm going to use. When we get to know Louisa, things change for us, change in a way that are so amazing. Volume 20, 213, 1927. In order to ask with right for the coming of the kingdom of the divine fiat, it is necessary to be one from the family. So he says, I'm looking for a human born of original sin in whom our divine will has its first place, its throne, its life. When you go to Corrado, when you go to the church right in front of her tomb in the front of the church, you will see a little square on the ground. This is where Father Bucci shows, this is where Louisa would kneel to pray, to look at the tabernacle. Now, it's really funny, because where this square is between her tomb and the tabernacle. That's where that square is. It was almost as if Jesus was preparing her to be in his presence for all eternity. And so this little square, when you go to Corrado, Our Lady of the Greca Church, when you go there, kneel on that square where Louisa kneeled. And if you can't go, do it with your mind's eye. Kneel with Louisa. So Jesus says this. This is what's so great. He says, in whom our divine will has its first place, its throne, its life. This is why, first, I made you, Louisa, be born in the divine will, so that it might have its rights of paternity over you, Louisa. You, Louisa, might have the rights of daughter in order to have the rights to ask for its kingdom. And not you alone, but also by virtue of all created things, that is, all those innumerable acts that our divine will exercises in all of creation, to ask that the kingdom of our divine will and yours may come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what you're going to find out. Jesus knew Adam was going to sin. Before Adam sinned, he, as God, he knew this. He also knew that humanity would need him as the new Adam and Mary as the new Eve. Our Lady was thought of from the beginning of time. And now what's so great about this is, now what Jesus is doing is he's showing us that he also had Louisa in mind. And the other thing he shows, he also had us in mind to live at this time, to embrace this gift. This is, it's humbling to know that God predestined us to live at this time. We're nobodies, we're nothings. Yet what Jesus is asking is, would you participate with this newborn who possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary? Would you want to participate in this life? And when we say yes, God goes, good. That's why I predestine you to live at this time. And Jesus says, I know every soul that's going to read the book of heaven, every soul that's going to embrace it, and every soul that's going to reject it. It doesn't matter what they do. What matters is what we do. That's what matters. The more you enter into this gift, this is what he says in volume 21, 4, 16, 1927. I chose you, Louisa, and I chose you who have the book of heaven. I prepared you. Let's look at our lives. Everything that we've gone through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, has allowed us to come to this point. And the guilt of sin turns into a greater sorrow of sin. And Jesus is asking us, are you willing to begin to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, for all of humanity, like I gave to Louisa? Are you willing to do this? And when we say yes, he goes, good. That's why you're alive today. Yeah, that's why he says, I need you. I chose you, I prepared you, and then I entrusted you the great gift of the manifestations of my divine will, the great gift of the book of heaven. And just as I entrusted the destiny of my sacramental life to my beloved mother, in the same way, I wanted to trust you by entrusting to you, Louisa, the destiny of the kingdom of my divine will. That's ours if we wish it. Ours if we want it. So he says, again, this is very important. Volume 23, 12, 22, 19, 27. You must know that all the knowledges, all the secrets, all the treasures, all the lessons and manifestations I have given to you, Louisa, about my divine will, and you, Louisa, write on paper, do not depart from you, but remain centralized in you like rays inside a sphere. When I see write, I read. I give you about my divine will that you read. Do not depart from you. but remain centralized in you like rays in their sphere. We begin to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that Louisa possesses. And this sphere is my very divine will reigning in you that delights with great love in adding ever new rays that makes with its knowledges. It keeps on expanding our capacity in this sphere so that creatures, souls, humanity may find enough light to know it and enraptured attractions to love it. Now, all the children of my divine will shall be invested by these rays. They shall move them. Okay. And suckle them from the life of my fiat so what shall be your happiness in seeing all the good, all the happiness, all the sanctity, all the peace and everything else descend into your midst of the children of the kingdom of my divine will from within side your sphere, Louisa, by the virtue of these rays. And then the complete glory that these creatures shall give to their creator for having known a kingdom of my divine will and ascend again within those very rays. There is no good that shall not descend through you, Louisa, by virtue of the sphere of my divine will placed in you, Louisa. This is the true life of Jesus and Mary. Nor glory that shall not ascend again along the same way. When I choose a creature for a mission that must bring universal good into the midst of the human family, first I fix and I enclose all the goods in the chosen one who must contain all the superabundant goods that the others must receive, who perhaps shall not even take everything that this chosen creature encloses. See then how the sacrifice of writing, the sacrifice of reading for us shall be repaid to you. First, the good of the ray of that knowledge is fixed in you, Louisa, and then fixed in us. And then you shall see the good descend through you, Louisa, into the midst of creatures, that's us, and return the glory of the good that they shall do, ascending again within that same life to the throne of God. We haven't seen anything yet. 525, 113, 1921, 9. My daughter, this was the purpose for which I permitted the necessity of the priest, that the coming of the priest, that you might deposit in the priests as a sacred deposit all the truths that I have spoken to you about my divine fiat, that they may be attentive and the faithful executioners of what I, God, want. So it's the priest's responsibility to do this. That is, that they make the kingdom of my divine will known. Every pulpit is going to be proclaiming the divine will. Every priest, every bishop, every deacon, every cardinal, even the Holy Father himself. Be certain I would not have permitted their coming if not for the purpose of fulfilling my great designs over the destiny of the human family. And just as in the kingdom of redemption, I left my queen mother in the midst of the apostles that so that together with Mary, helped and guided by the Blessed Mother, the apostles might give start to the kingdom of redemption. She was the true sun in their midst, S-U-N in their midst. And one word of hers was enough for my apostles to feel strong, illuminated, and fortified in the same way for the kingdom of my divine fiat. Having placed you, Louisa, as the deposit of the divine will, I keep you, Louisa, in the exile still so that the priests might draw from you, as from a new mother, what can serve as light and as guidance, as help to give start to making known the kingdom of my divine will. It's here. 529, 519, 1931. And just as they cannot deny that the Virgin of Nazareth is my mother, so they shall not be able to deny that I have selected you, Louisa, for the sole purpose of making my divine will known, so that through you, Louisa, I, God, shall obtain that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, may have its fulfillment. We're recognize the time we're living in. Recognize the book of heaven. Recognize what Jesus and Mary have given to the world. Recognize the little newborn who God breathed this divine life into. Why? For us, for all of humanity, to bring humanity back to God in the way God planned from the beginning. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer may be God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.